Miami's beaches, neon lights, and seemingly endless parties create a glamorous destination and a mingling of tourists from all over the world. Just a few miles west of those world-famous shores, there is a clash of cultures. Caribbean immigrants often find their way of life at odds with American tradition and law. One example, the city has created a team to round up the immigrants' free-roaming chickens. Shannon Novak of member station WLRN reports on a day with the Chicken Busters.
In Miami's Little Haiti, a few residents have dragged kitchen chairs into the street. Experience has taught them this will likely be a grand show. Fire code inspectors with deep sea nets, trying to catch what are to some a nuisance, to others a pet, tonight's dinner or a prized fighting cock. Hundreds of free-roaming roosters, chickens, and their offspring. This six-member team calls themselves the Chicken Busters, and today is a typical day on the job.
Let me have this, I'll take them back.
Inspector and Chicken Buster, Mike Treblecock.
At Chicken Busters, we're making the world a better place, one chicken at a time.
Once a month, they load city pickup trucks full of cages and head for Miami's most populated ethnic neighborhoods. Little Haiti and Little Havana are guaranteed stops. About a year and a half ago, the team was created to address a long list of citizen complaints. Chicken Buster, Nelson Riviera.
And the reason why we go is there have been complaints about the fact that chickens are a nuisance in the city. Also, it's illegal to have chickens. The reason why people complain is because of the noise. They do destroy foliage. Also, the fact that they carry diseases.
It's a $50 fine to have a chicken in the city. So today, no one wants to admit to ownership. The resident at this house asked to remain anonymous. He echoed a dissatisfaction, as did others in the neighborhood, whose country of origin is Caribbean.
Yeah, I need that chicken to eat. There's the same one with the chicken set on the market. What? I don't want you catch it, because I need it.
But his neighbor, Dick DeCare, frequently emails the Chicken Busters with new feathered problems in the area. He is happy to see them.
Would me not be so bad in the morning if I woke up to a pretty little thing next to me, but not to a rooster at 4 o'clock screaming out of a tree across the street from me. They spend a whole lot of time chasing around my yard and me chasing them, and you see this fat old man chasing chickens. It's pretty funny.
There is no book called Chicken Busting for Dummies. It's been trial and error, a practiced art that the team continues to refine. They take pride in their average catch of 120 a day. Guillermo Burgess is the mastermind and leader.
We tried a number of things to do. That's, for example, we try to put alcohol in some of the grains so they would be easier to catch. Theoretically, they say it's an old wives' tale, it doesn't work. They eat the grain. The grain itself is going to make them kind of woozy, and then we catch them. That didn't work. We tried throwing nets, fishing nets. That didn't work.
The captured chickens are sold to local farms, and the money raised given to Florida charities who use it for Christmas toy drives. Chicken busting is a physically exhausting job, but with its rewards. When about 10 birds ran into traffic, an age-old question was finally answered.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To get away from the chicken busters.
The last that was seen of that rooster, he was riding south, down US 1. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak in Miami.